BHP Billiton held its annual general meeting in Adelaide today. Its executives have been attempting to explain to shareholders why the company is helping to drive the drastic fall in commodity prices. BHP Billiton promised to hold a vote for investors in May next year to enable shareholders to have their say on the company's plans to spin off its less profitable businesses. But many shareholders at the meeting focused on the environment and BHP Billiton's record on climate change. Our resources reporter Sue Lannan's been listening in and joins us now. So, Sue, what sort of a turnout was there at the AGM today?
Yeah, so I had many groups attending, such as the Australian Conservation Foundation, residents groups and environmentalists from Australia and overseas, which we often see at BHP Billiton AGMs. And, of course, BHP is the world's biggest miner with operations around the world in commodities such as iron ore, coal, copper and uranium. But it defended its environmental record amid criticism from activists that were at the meeting. Now, one area of concern is the Indomet coal project in central Kalimantan in Indonesia, the heart of Borneo rainforest region. Ari Rompas, a member of a local tribe, and he's also from Friends of the Earth Indonesia, called on BHP Billiton Chairman Jack Nasser to walk away from the project.
We get our food from the forest and our culture is tied in with the forest. In BHP Billiton, move forward with the Indomet project, we are concerned that we'll lose our forests.
That's Ari Rompas from Friends of the Earth Indonesia. Sue, what concerns were raised about the expansion plans at the Olympic Dam copper and uranium mine in South Australia?
For the time being, the expansion plans are on hold. BHP Billiton put them on hold for economic reasons, but it is doing trials, what it's called leaching trials of the copper and uranium ore. Now, residents and environmental groups are concerned about the trials that are going on and also the existing uranium exports. And BHP Billiton actually admitted there had been an incident a couple of weeks back. Andrew McKenzie, the chief executive, said there was a small incident. A container was moved and cargo redistributed. A tiny amount of radiation escaped but did not leave the container. And he said there was no risk to human health and no loss of containment. Also on coal, Jack Nasser refused to rule out further investment in thermal coal, that's coal used for power generation, amid concerns about global warming. And he also defended the company's stance on climate change. He's being questioned here by one shareholder.
If the company acknowledges that global warming is a real threat and that we need to limit warming to below 2 degrees Celsius, then it is clear that we cannot continue to develop high carbon infrastructure, and one of those is thermal coal.
Our view on climate change has been very clear. We don't make it up. We accept the IPCC's assessment of climate change science, and that science says the warming of the climate is clear, that human influence is also clear, and that the physical impacts are unavoidable. We accept all of that. We also believe that the world must pursue the twin objectives of limiting climate change and providing access to affordable energy and to support development.
That's the BHP Billiton Chairman Jack Nasser. So, Sue, what did the company have to say about this iron ore price fall?
Well, so far, Eleanor, the company hasn't said anything about the fall of iron ore prices. They did highlight what they call the iron ore business milestones. They said in December they'll mark the 1 billionth ton to China of iron ore. And Andrew McKenzie, the chief executive, also emphasised how productivity at the company's West Australian iron ore operations had improved, particularly from getting trained to port. Now, the iron ore price has slumped to $70 US a ton, and that is largely because of China slowing down, but also the big iron ore miners, BHP Billiton and Rio, upon pumping huge amounts of iron ore onto the market. That is affecting the fortunes of all of the companies, but BHP Billiton and Rio are fine because of their bigger operations, but it's driving other companies out of business, and it's also impacting on the bottom line of the Australian government.
Sue Lannan, our resources reporter, thank you.